As you walk this path, shaped in the unmistakable outline of the C-130 Hercules, you are following in the footsteps and the prop wash of decades of service, sacrifice, and innovation. This trail honors the people and missions of the 910th Airlift Wing, based just a few hundred feet away at Youngstown Air Reserve Station. It is a place where history, technology, and community meet. Take your time, look around, and imagine the sound of four turboprop engines cutting across the sky, just as they have for generations. The story of the 910th begins not with machines, but with people. Reserve airmen whose skills range from aviation and maintenance to engineering, medicine, logistics, communications, security, and much more. Their mission is broad, vital, and constantly changing. But at its core, the 910th Airlift Wing exists to do one thing: answer the nation's call whenever, wherever needed, and in as little as 72 hours. In wartime, the 910th Airlift Wing takes on its most demanding role, tactical airlift. The aircraft that symbolizes this work, the C-130 Hercules, is more than a cargo plane. It is a lifeline. Picture it, a C-130 flying low through a valley under darkness, navigating mountains, evading enemy threats, and delivering what no one else can, supplies, equipment, and personnel, exactly where they're needed. This is called low-level infiltration, and it requires a calm hand, sharp skills, and absolute trust within the crew. C-130 aircrews can deliver cargo through air-land, landing on short, rugged runways, or through airdrops, releasing pilots or paratroopers from the sky. These operations allow frontline forces to receive food, ammunition, medical supplies, and reinforcements, even in the harshest conditions. Behind every flight is the tireless work of maintainers, the airmen of the 910th Aircraft Maintenance Squadron and 910th Maintenance Squadron. Their responsibility is enormous. Ensure every aircraft, every engine, and every piece of support equipment is ready at a moment's notice. Day or night, scorching heat or bitter cold, these airmen turn wrenches and troubleshoot systems so the missions never stop. When you walk along the fuselage portion of the path, imagine the countless flights that began right here. Imagine the crews who trained, deployed, and served, knowing that their skill and precision can make the difference between life and loss. But while the 910th is known for its role in combat, it also carries out one of the most unique and important humanitarian missions in the entire Department of Defense, Aerial Spray Mission. The 910th Airlift Wing is tasked with maintaining the Department of Defense's only large area, fixed wing aerial spray capability, a mission no other unit in the nation performs. Imagine a C-130 outfitted not for cargo, but with a specialized system called the Modular Aerial Spray System, or MASS. From no higher than 300 feet above the ground, these aircraft can precisely treat thousands of acres in a single sortie, controlling disease-carrying insects, eliminating invasive vegetation, or dispersing oil spills in large bodies of water. These missions, many of which are scheduled on a recurring basis as needed, protect military bases and sometimes surrounding communities across the country, and even entire states when emergencies occur. The 910th has responded after countless natural disasters. Hurricanes Katrina and Rita in 2005, treating nearly 3 million acres across Texas and Louisiana. The Deepwater Horizon spill in 2010, conducting the first real-world use of oil dispersants by Air Force aircraft. Hurricane Harvey in 2017, the first large-scale mosquito-controlled mission flown with night vision goggles. Hurricanes Delta and Laura in 2020, treating nearly 1 million acres in southern Louisiana using night vision technology. The people behind this mission come from many specialties: pilots, navigators, flight engineers, loadmasters, spray operators, entomologists, and maintenance technicians. They train year-round to execute a mission that demands accuracy down to the inch, while flying low and slow, exactly where skill matters most. Today, the 910th continues to modernize the entire spray program, working with scientists, engineers, and universities to prepare for new threats and emerging diseases. As you follow the wings of the path, imagine the MASS system dispersing a fine mist, protecting entire communities with each carefully coordinated pass. Every C-130 mission, whether in combat or for humanitarian relief, depends on a network of airmen whose work is essential. This is the 910th Mission Support Group. These airmen form the lifeblood of the installation. Their efforts are known as Agile Combat Support and can be carried out for our nation's combatant commanders anywhere around the globe. The 76th Aerial Port Squadron loads aircraft, moves pallets, and ensures passengers and cargo move safely. The 910th Civil Engineering Squadron and Fire Department build, repair, and protect the infrastructure that keeps the base operating. The 910th Communications Squadron defends digital systems and keeps the flow of information secure. The 910th Logistics Readiness Squadron fuels, transports, and sustains every mission. The 910th Security Forces Squadron protects the installation around the clock. and the 910th Medical Squadron ensures airmen are healthy, trained, and ready to deploy at a moment's notice. The airmen who serve in these support units make all other missions possible. Since adopting aerial spray mission in 1992, the 910th has evolved, adapted, and expanded its capabilities. The unit has controlled mosquito outbreaks in Minnesota, treated invasive vegetation in the Utah desert, provided emergency relief after devastating hurricanes, and battling one of the worst oil spills in modern history after the explosion and sinking of the Deepwater Horizon drilling platform in the Gulf of Mexico. When threats changed, the mission changed with them. When aircraft evolved, equipment evolved too. And when the nation called, the airmen of the 910th answered, again and again. This trail is more than a tribute to an aircraft. It is a tribute to the men and women who made the 910th an essential force in global operations, a tribute to innovation, resilience, and service. As you complete your walk along this C-130-shaped path, consider what it represents. The Hercules has carried soldiers into battle, delivered relief to families after disasters, dispersed oil to protect our nation's Gulf Coast, controlled insects that threaten public health, and trained generations of airmen who continue to serve today. The 910th Airlift Wing remains ready. Ready to deploy, ready to support, ready to respond anywhere in the world. At the Youngstown Air Reserve Station, that commitment to readiness continues. New technologies, new missions, and new airmen will shape the future, but the spirit remains the same. Integrity first, service before self, and excellence in all they do.